Tonight in this holy night, we live the Last Supper, and we are immersed in the person of Jesus and what he's suffering. He's suffering most of all the betrayal of one of his best friends, Judas, one of his closest friends and disciples, Judas. This is the thing that stings his heart the most, and he's carrying that with him throughout the whole night of the Last Supper, where he's instituting the Holy Eucharist, instituting the Sacrament of Holy Orders, ordaining his first priests and bishops, and he's giving us the commandment of love, to love one another as Christ has loved us. And this holy night, we are immersed in this solemn arrangement, a solemn institution of the church, which Jesus is doing in the midst of him being betrayed. He's even organizing his own betrayal that fits into his plan of redemption for all of us. And so we are immersed in this event of the love of Jesus for us, giving himself to us in the fullest way, in his body and blood, but also instituting the Sacrament of Holy Orders, which we priests are really thanking God for, which is a great gift to the church, a great gift to each of us individual priests, to be ordained a priest. It is a great treasure to be a priest, and a great dignity, but a great and awesome responsibility to be a priest. It's a calling, and that's not something that we just choose to do. Oh, I want to be a priest, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a carpenter, and so I study. No, this is a calling from God. It's a gift to a man who is not worthy of it. There's nothing special about him, but he is called and chosen to serve others. And so it's a great, great gift to that priest personally, because he can be so close to the sacraments, so close to Jesus, so close to holiness, and so close to the fountain of grace, and he can become so holy and so perfect through this touching of the sacraments, touching of Jesus, and then the great gift of being able to serve, to administer the sacraments, to help souls, and to sacrifice, and to be a victim for the world as Jesus was. This is a gift for a man who is called to the priesthood, and it's something we are full of gratitude and thanksgiving for, although we are unworthy and we are fully conscious of our unworthiness, that we are sinners just like everyone else. And yet God has chosen us to do this service, to have this dignity, and we must never forget it, never forget the great dignity of the priesthood, and let it sanctify us personally, and then seek to sanctify the world, seek to sanctify the faithful. It is a gift not primarily for oneself, but for the world, for the faithful, to give Jesus to the world, to give him in the sacraments, to give him in through preaching as well. And the preaching of the priest benefits him as well. He has to study and learn and delve into the scriptures, delve into the mysteries of God, to be able to preach it. And then once he preaches it, he has to practice it himself, because if he doesn't practice what he preaches, he'll be a fool. He'd be a fool and looked upon that way and not be listened to. But if he preaches and he listens to the word of God, that God speaks through him, then he can sanctify himself and as well as the people. So it's a great gift to preach as well for the priests as well as the people, to hear the word of God and to put it into practice and to live it. And the priesthood is a great gift, a great power a great power for himself, but especially for the world, a power to sanctify the world, to give Christ to the world in the sacraments, in forgiveness of sins, in the sacrament of confession. And it's a joy to be able to do that for the faithful, to be able to help the faithful to arrive at salvation and to continue to help them to sanctify themselves as we seek to do it for ourselves. So the priesthood is a great gift for all of the church, for all of us, and we need to be full of gratitude for this gift and to pray that we are all worthy of it, and to pray for good and holy priests, for the faithful and for ourselves. To pray for the church, because without holy priests, who's going to sanctify the church? Are the faithful going to do it themselves? They are called to do that. We're all called to sanctify ourselves on our own. We can't blame it on the priest if he's unfaithful. We can't blame our own lack of sanctification on the priest. But it is a great help and a great support. And if the priests are not holy, then they cannot lead the faithful into the truth, because the faithful need that leadership, need that example, need that help through the power that God has given to the ministers. So we are thanking God today for the gifts of the priesthood, for the gift of priests and bishops, for the gift of the institution, the hierarchy and the institution of the church, which is a strength and a pillar and a structure which we can live in and under to our salvation. And we are thankful for that. We're full of the sentiments of thankfulness, of thanksgiving to God this night for the priesthood, but for especially the Holy Eucharist, Jesus giving himself totally, pouring himself out into the bread and wine, to pour himself out into our hearts through his body and blood. And we are full of thanks, especially for that, and a thanksgiving, which Eucharist means, of course, thanksgiving. We're full of thanks to Jesus himself. And as every time we receive Jesus, we are full of thanksgiving for the love of Jesus, that he gives the greatest gift of himself there. So this is one of the greatest ways of praying, is to thank God, to be full of thanksgiving. That nourishes the love that we have for God, the love in our hearts. Thanksgiving, one of the most beautiful ways of praying, to thank God. And St. Paul speaks of dedicating ourselves to thanksgiving, to thank God throughout the day, all the days of our life. To be full of thanksgiving helps us to love God and to serve him and to give back to Jesus. And we thank him for himself. We thank him for the gifts that he gives us in the Eucharist, all the graces, all the strength that we need, all the enlightenment and help and support and consolation, enlightenment from Jesus. But especially we thank him for himself. We thank him for the person of Jesus, the divine person that gives himself to us, and all of his love, all of his tender love. This is what we see in the Last Supper, the tender love of Jesus. He just pours himself out. There's no admonitions, there's no reproof, there's no corrections this night. It's only this tender love of Jesus for his apostles, his closest friends. And that's also you and me. The tender love of Jesus is given to us in the Eucharist. And that should really touch our hearts and help us to realize that this is love for us personally. His mercy is poured out to each of us. How can we think of God as a terrifying, horrible taskmaster when he is this way? This is the way he is. This is the way God is. He showed it to us in his own actions in the Last Supper, as well as many of his parables and crucifixion and death. The tender love of God for all of us, which should really enrich us and help us so much to be thankful to God and to serve him in that joy and love for what he has done for us. So let us take back with us today this spirit, this sentiment of thanksgiving this night, and this thanksgiving to Jesus for his love for us, and to be filled with that same love and to share it to our brothers and sisters in observance of that commandment of love, to love our brothers and sisters with all our as Jesus has loved us.
Miserere, oh, miserere, oh,